And welcome to a very special edition of the Hospitality Mentor Podcast. Mm-hmm. And we are live from High Tech, the end of the day here at High Tech in San Antonio.
Yes, it's an amazing event. And by the way, thank you so much for letting me join you.
Yeah, of course, there. Special guests joining the Hospitality Mentor Podcast. But before we jump in, we've been a sponsor I got to give a shout out to, as always. We love Lodgify. If you have a property management company or vacation rental company, make sure to try Lodgify. And because you're a special listener here, we're all VIPs on the Hospitality Mentor Podcast, you can get up to 60% off, but it's only valid from June 17th to June 30th, so starting tomorrow, using promo code THM60, and that's THM60. Now, we can talk about what's going on.
All right.
At High Tech, but we should talk about what happened yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yesterday was great.
Why don't we talk about that? What did we have?
Okay, so yesterday was the inaugural Hospitality Creator Summit. This was sort of the brainchild of Anna Blue and Anthony Melchiori, and it really came together very quickly. Actually, yes. Earlier this year, they came up with this idea because there are so many hospitality creators in the space, but there really isn't an actual conference for those individuals. Right. Yes, there might be travel creator conferences, but not anything that's specifically hospitality creators. They're really doing more B2B content. And it was, I mean, honestly, it was a fantastic day. The number of individuals that showed up, they had, I think, over 200 people sign up. They showed up. They stayed all day, which is great. The content was fantastic. I was like kind of part of like the phone calls as they were gearing up for it. Like, okay, well, this will be interesting to see. But as it came together, I mean, really such an exceptional job. And like the energy in the room was just up there.
It was my first time. It was the first event.
First ever event. Yeah.
But it was so cool because I flew in that morning and I got there even a little late. And when I walked into the room around like 10:30 or 11, oh my gosh, the DJ playing, interacting with the crowd, giving people like tasks to do to help really improve their, creator game. And then getting to meet everybody that you only see digitally here in the world. We get to meet everybody that we've only known online. So it was a really cool way to get everyone together in that space and learn from each other. Only a couple of egos in there, I think. But for the most part, everybody was helping each other.
Yeah.
You know, there is no competition. It was really like, hey, you should try this and, learn new things. And the speakers that were on stage, you were running a panel.
I did.
Which
was very cool. I think it was an okay panel. I mean, it felt more like a stand-up routine at the beginning, but kind of once we got through it. But we talked about a lot of really interesting topics. We had people from the brand side. For example, the topic I did was behind the brand deal. So really having two different representatives from different hotel brands break down how they work with creators, what that looks like, the path to doing in-kind partnerships to actual money partnerships, what and how they even just go through and choose who they end up working with. So that was great. I mean, so many.
You know what's cool though? Was like, we actually got into some real things. So I think we can dive a little into it because I think a lot of people on this podcast like hearing how things, why they do certain things. And you learned a lot from that because you had Margaritaville on the stage and My Place Hotels. So what were some of the things that you learned from them about, pitching to a hotel creator and like getting your content and working with brands? Because really
it was good. And I think it really just comes down to kind of what we already know is that to show up and be your genuine self, especially with your interactions with any brands, and when you're pitching yourself, understanding what you're bringing to the table, working with them, because obviously there's so much behind the scenes when it comes to budgets, what they can work with, but again, just it all comes down to relationships. And there's not one size fits all when it comes to a deal.
I think what was cool too was just learning how they see creators. Like some of them are like, all right, you don't have to have a giant audience. They were saying, we work with people that have 900 followers, but we just like their aesthetic and we like to see what they could do for our brand. My Place Hotel was like, hey, we'll give anybody a shot almost. They're the right fit, but we want to see if they can drive business and can they really drive bookings to our platform.
Exactly.
And they found people that could because I was like, I don't know if people can really drive, commission booking.
It's challenging to do that because you have to, it's such a niche. It's also the idea that they see it from your video and then the time that they see it from a video or your content that you're creating to them when they end up booking, that it isn't always instantaneous. Right. So it's hard to track that.
So I thought that part was interesting. That was going to be one of my questions. Your panel was so popular. Everyone wanted to ask questions.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions.
How much money do I charge? What is the way you submit things? But I like that.
The earlier conversations were really good as far as email marketing with newsletters, building a podcast, which is also always great. I mean, I always feel like there's more that we can learn with that.
Yeah, I like the stats because you hear the stats over and over again. But for us listeners here, if you're trying to start one, it says, look, if you can start one, get 3 episodes under your belt. And if you get to more than 9 episodes, what do you say? You're like in the top 90%.
Yeah, something like that.
So I think we suppressed that.
We definitely have.
I liked hearing those things. And then it was just interesting to be at the dinner afterwards and get to talk to the things at Modern Hotelier and at the Curie.
Yes.
Hang out with you. And
huge shout out to it.
This guy, I'm going to give a shout out to Tyler, who's been hanging out with us the whole time. Tyler, come over
Tyler,
here.
Tyler, follow over here. Show
them what you've been doing.
Look.
Hold on. We got Tyler, the creator, is who I'm calling him. What did you like that you learned so much from?
Honestly, having great insight. I'm really excited to see kind of where the future goes with everything. I really do enjoy seeing kind of some of the data behind all this stuff. I think the hospitality industry has some great stuff coming up. It's cool to see some creators like me in there as well, too, and like you guys. So, yeah, you guys are doing great, and I appreciate you guys bringing me in.
We got the whole team in the house.
Now you can see some of the behind the scenes.
Exactly.
But the other cool thing that Anthony and the team did was they created a place here at High Tech on the floor.
Yes.
So tell them what they created, because I think that's something unique I haven't.
Yeah, they actually created, they've got their Hospitality Creator Summit little booth area where you can come and create content. So they've got a whole little setup. You can come there, you can film an interview. They also have an area that has a green screen. So again, it's helping promote individuals, whether you're working with a brand, whether you are an individual creator yourself, come here. There's a space to create content. You've got a whole support group. And I love that.
Yeah. And Chris, thanks for the question. Was anything recorded for those unable to make the conference?
It has been, but we'll I don't know. Out. Yeah, we'll find out for
There's
you.
There's a lot of cameras everywhere. I know that.
There are a lot of cameras.
Highlighting things. I don't know if the entire one's there, but it was definitely... I think they said they were going to share something publicly soon, but good question, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, all right, what else can we get into? This guy, we didn't plan this show. We were just sitting here going live.
We're going
last minute, but we're here with the team at Muse. We learned some cool things that they're up to.
Yeah.
We walk in the floor. I got to give a shout out to my friends at Real Time Reservation. Mm-hmm. We're reporting live from their booth tomorrow.
So tune in for that.
They have some big news there.
Exactly. I saw my friends over at eTip as well. So digital tipping. You guys, if you are not on board with that, you should totally get on board. They're doing great things.
What I've seen here this year is that people went all out with booths.
They did.
This year, they spent a lot of money and getting people to the experience at their booth. Like, there's mini golf at certain booths. There's full baristas. Like, I thought, my friends are at Real Time were doing a good job with a coffee setup.
But yeah.
You look around at some of them, they have ice cream behind us. Muse was here. You'll see me later on spinning basketballs and playing basketball with them. Like, they have... a lot of fun stuff going on here.
Totally.
But we're learning to see now more and more people, the technology is to really make it easier not to log into so many.
Yeah. That seems to be the conversation everywhere. It's like, okay, a lot of these companies are acknowledging that there's data in different silos. And now it's like, okay, how do we aggregate that? So it's all in one place and that you've got one system that can talk to pretty much everything. That's been a challenge for many, many years. And I'm excited that I feel like everybody is focusing on a solution for
that. And there's not as much AI as I thought this year. Like last year, I'm looking at Alliance, 3 signs that you're mistaken. Everyone's got AI, but they're now becoming very specific in what they're doing.
With AI.
Like, all right, we have agents that are going to do this type of work and they connect directly to your PMS. Then there's people that are taking a ton of data on how you can upsell to different people. There's not that many robots here this year.
No, but there were I didn't really bump into any this year, but I'm sure they're around.
But it's a lot more AI data systems that help you do everything smart. I met one company, I wish I remember their name, but they use AI to control it has motion sensors in the room. So they know as soon as you're not there, they control your AC, the lighting, how the doors are locked, how the refrigerators are run, everything in a room. So I thought that was cool. And then kind of savings to the bottom, but. What's something cool that you've seen that's this is something new that I haven't really experienced?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I discovered much new yet. Not yet. There's still some more time to explore just a little bit. But I mean, it just seems like they've just done a little like more this year.
Yes. And we're in San Antonio, which I like this venue better.
Every city has always got like its own thing going on.
And I also think too, maybe because of HCS, so the Raiders
yeah.
talking about earlier, if you're just joining now, it is something interesting to see that, the thumbs up. What's interesting to see is that there's a lot more creators on the floor.
Yeah.
Right. So you see a lot more cameras.
Oh, totally.
Two people out here live streaming, recording.
I feel like that really set the scene. And this set the stage for this year. There seems to be a bit of a different energy because obviously it's going to naturally be a very tech heavy crowd. It is high tech. But there is also HSMAI that's happening
as well.
But I think that this is, having that creator aspect, I think it's getting more creators here. So.
Amazing. Booth refreshments are criminally underrated.
So underrated.
I know. But there's some of the good ones here. I wish I could show you. Like there's local ice cream shop behind us. The people are stepping up their bar game. There's now a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Not as much as the cruise ship one that we were at. That one had like everywhere.
Sea Trade is definitely a jam. There's a lot going on. But again, I mean, this is definitely the tech conference of the year, really.
So when we were on the podcast with Anthony, he asked us a question about why people should be creating more content and why are they not? So you gave a great answer. Why do you think more of the people watching this, if you have a tech company or any hospitality, that you should be creating content?
I think in general, a lot of the owners or CEOs of different companies, they just underestimate the power of social media. And especially if they've been in the game for a long time, they might just have a more traditional view on media, not really understand that the absolute importance and value of having somebody on your team. I mean, Muse, for example, we can give a shout out to them. They have a social media team and they've got people that is what they are experts in. And you can see that in their content. And they're out there, they're doing a lot of different things. They're playing around with it. But I think, and maybe this was what you were referring to, but it's all about having a personality. Yes. And we can definitely understand what that means. Like if you're a personal brand is like to show more of your personality. But I think what's so underrated and a lot of brands don't necessarily do this is have a personality yourself as a brand. I mean, look, Muse behind us, they're pink. They've got basketballs. They're going all out. You're not going to forget the pink basketballs.
No.
Especially.
Listen, I could spin it. No one believed me. I was spinning it on my finger.
His spinning skills, for example. But again, that's how they're standing out. Where you might have others, it's like, okay, it might be a big booth or this or that, but what makes a difference than the booth next to it? So
I think what I like to see more of, and what I think people need to understand more, is you don't have to make a commercial. It doesn't have to be here's a
in
podcast
fact,
live
do
from your booth. And
don't
this,
do
here's
a commercial.
What we do, and this is what it is. I think it's more of giving value to people who are watching. What are we learning? Really showing some behind the scenes of how deals are made. Those are the things that I'm seeing right now. Like we got creative for one of my clients and we did a press conference at their booth and invited press. And when that press conference was done, we invited them for coffee and they got to hang out and we took photos and you were hanging out.
I was hanging out.
A celebrity. It was a lot of fun to be able to have those things, but I think more companies should do that. So if you need help, let us know. We can really help you understand and tell your stories. And I think we're going to see more and more of that.
Yeah.
Companies go because it's also interesting. Like to get someone to your booth is hard sometimes.
Absolutely. It is tricky, especially here. It's a big room. There's a lot going on. There's distractions. You're walking down, you're walking from one place to another. Somebody pulling you to the side. I mean, it can be, it's a lot out. So
Mr. Manzi over here, Manzi Digital. So he's saying social media content is so powerful. One piece of content can be multi-purpose across multiple channels and different mediums of content.
Well,
I agree with you. We were just talking about our friend Katie Klein, who's also one of our friends who are a podcaster, how she created one piece of content. But I'm going to ask her about tomorrow.
You showed me yesterday. To talk about it. It's fantastic. So
tell people here how one piece of content can really.
So Katie Klein, for example, last week. So
I like that they're cleaning right behind us.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. Oh, my.
Get up there. Get that smudge.
Gosh. Get it.
So
clean
if you're
it
listening
up.
To this on the replay, there's someone really wiping down all the fingerprints off the Muse background. Attention to detail.
I love it. So Katie Klein ended up documenting going to Ireland and going to her grandmother's house. The last person that lived in there was maybe her uncle or great uncle. And nobody has been in this house for 20 years. He had some sort of like, he had a stroke or something. And he basically was like unexpected. They took mm-hmm. him from that, and then he ended up having to go into a home. So it really was like he was living there one day and then out the next day. So it felt like a time. I mean, there was laundry hanging up. I mean, it was wild. Yeah,
so like the video, if you go back, she made this content. Like, I haven't been in it. The door isn't open. They got a locksmith. They opened up this door, and it was part of her travel content.
Totally.
And then it blew up to get millions and millions of views. And now her following, like, 10x or 100x.
I don't know. She might
get 170,000.
She wasn't, but that was before. Now she might be over 200,000.
So just one piece of content. But I'm going to ask her about it tomorrow, too, when we go on the podcast together, because you're traveling tomorrow.
Yes, I will be traveling.
That's why we're doing this.
Exactly.
But it just shows you the power of one piece of content.
Totally.
What it can do. And for a brand, like, it doesn't have to be super corporate.
No.
I'd rather it not be. Be it more real.
No,
personality.
That's a lot of what we're talking about, right? Exactly. So... yeah, this has been good.
A good show. What else do we want to talk about here? Listeners, I see a lot of you are watching. If you have any questions about high tech or HCS, let us know. We're happy to answer what we saw. And I have a question for you about HCS. I missed the beginning. What was the energy like when you first walked in there? Were people nervous? Was it kind of like weird that everyone's meeting each other for the first time?
It was exciting. It was really exciting at the beginning. First of all, everybody was there. They were like, I mean, the house, it was a full house from the start of the day. People were excited to be there. Everybody was like taking photos together. There was a step and repeat. And what I really love, both Anthony actually and Glenn Houseman, I think they set the stage really well because, you know, when it comes to this industry, I know a lot of people look up to them and they have very different brands, but they've done exceptionally well in their own right. And what I love that both of them did, and whether it was on purpose or not, they were a bit vulnerable with their story.
They were honest
and they shared aspects about whether it's their personalities or even their fears or what they've had to overcome. And I love that because it really set the stage for us to be like, we're just going to have an open, honest conversation. There's not going to be egos involved today. You know, all of us have had to overcome things, be it as fear of public speaking or, you know, Glenn was like, I'm just owning that, like, I'm a goofy dude. And it's like, dude, own it. Like, own it. So that was, and he even dropped a couple F-bombs, which
I was surprised. Yeah.
I appreciate it. It was really great.
I like the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not trying to do a long podcast here to stretch it out for you guys. We're just sitting here and we're like, let's go live. Let's talk to our friends that are always watching live, you know, on live. Let's have a chat with everybody.
We're live and together in person.
Yes, I know. Before you leave. So we always love doing our live shows.
Exactly. We were together last week. Now this week. What?
And then we've got Muse, I think, after party. So if you're here in San Antonio.
I'm there. I'm
there. And if there's somewhere cool to go, like we were just walking the Riverwalk, we'd love to see what's going on. I almost got attacked by some birds underneath a bridge. Had a long walk in the dark. It was a little, you know, full areas in San Antonio.
I can't.
Let us know. Other than the Riverwalk, we're always looking for some fun things to do.
Yeah.
But listen, I think this was a great show.
That was great.
You know?
A nice little pop in. Thank you guys for joining. Unexpected, but I think fun.
This episode of the Hospitality Mentor, a little pop in.
Yeah.
And then, listen, next week we'll join again in person.
In person.
And we'll save our sign off for that show.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. Fun. So your Hospitality Mentor with a side of Sarah Dandashi.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. And if you're here at High Tech, make sure to come by. I'm here until Thursday. We'd love to connect with you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.